Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, isn't this something? Good evening. Well, I don't know. I was going to say good evening, YouTube, but they're telling me they just made this private. Now, I tried to do that last night, and they wouldn't let me. So now they've decided tonight we are, okay, reopened back up, and we are public now. So good evening, YouTube. And Sister Phyllis on Zoom, and Richard's here waiting for us. Hello, guys. We love you. We're so glad to have you with us. Come on out now, you hear? Amen. Pelicans. Thursday. It is Thursday. Today is Thursday. Again, already. Yeah. Oh, my. Thank you. Yes. I was trying to get back to the other screen so I could hit my mute button. Yeah, I do too. Did you just run over one? Wow. And welcome, Brother Roger. Love you. Glad you're here. Yep, Richard and Roger that I can see. Oh, yeah, I want to hear about this dream, Richard. Oh, no. And that's what's out there right now is seagulls, huh? This is my Bible. I believe what God's word says. I am what Jesus says I am. because he is the great I am. I go do what he tells me to do. And that brings great satisfaction to my life. Tonight I will receive this word. And it will produce 100-fold and more in my life, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, here we go. Oh. Amen. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed. Oh, you wanted me to quit on 28, didn't you? Verse 29, and God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is in the face of all the, on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life. I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. Then God saw everything that he made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Yeah. Amen. Isn't it, dude? Here we go. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to... That is so sad that I was thinking this, Yanni. Oh my goodness. All right, verse 6, let's read that again. Absolutely. I totally agree. And I'm recording this. This is being recorded. All right. Let's read verse 6 again, just to reiterate. There is a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? I've seen the God-given task that which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to the end. Yes. Yeah, I love 12:2. I know that nothing is better than for them than to rejoice and to do good with their lives. That is part of that. He certainly is. Okay, hold on. I'm getting it in our verse list. Second. Okay. Here we go, verse 6. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. From what man knows, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God.
Think about it. God
But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Thank you. Chapter. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory. I didn't have to finish that sentence. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. And good evening, Miss Sunday. We love you to have you with us. Did Pastor leave us? Thank you. Amen. Dad, what are you saying to me through these articles? All right. All right, here we go. A Psalm of David. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You've hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, please don't do that. Behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. I'm on verse 15. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as they were, none of them yet, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God, for great is the sum of them. If I should count them, then they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Mm-hmm. Just a couple. Yeah. All right. Let's read 22 again. I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Right. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. Boy, that that verse right there gets me every time for these these people that think abortion, this is just not a human. It's not a human. And you even hear people say it's just a glob. It's nothing. It's not started. You saw my substance being yet unformed. It wasn't even beginning to form yet. And it does that almost immediately. Anyways, and in your book, they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked. Yeah. I do not ever remember studying that before. Isn't that something? Or hearing that even. All right. Here we go. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? I've seen the God-given task with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He's made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts. Amen. He has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. And verse 12 too, I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and do good in their lives. Amen. And that truly is our life, to do good for others in our lives. That's our purpose. Here we go. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. This is not the right psalm, is it? Here we go. 6:9, it's all right. Oh, Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. Kind of a scary thing right there. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Actually, it's not. That's a beneficial thing. Anyways, verse 4, for there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I could count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I'm still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men. For they... All right. That was dumb. Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
How about 20 to 9?
Yeah.
All right.
rejoice always. Pray.
See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all. Is that where you wanted to be? All right. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things and hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Keep going. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. Yeah, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Very funny.
It is a good word. Love it. It is about 9:05. Father, in Jesus' name, I receive this word tonight. Help me to meditate in it so that I will get the revelation of who you made me and what you want me to do right now. I am yours. Use me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you. All right. You know, I want to say something, too, before we do communion. We're just going to go back and forth talking, too. On the morning prayer program, we typically pray over, we pray over the United States of America. We pray over Israel. We pray over our government. We pray over the body of Christ, our families. We pray over a number of things. And then the last couple of days, or a couple of different days this week, we have Donna that is on the morning prayer program with us most of the time. And I've asked her to take turns with me reading prayers. Let me stop this for a second. I feel bad talking in the dark. But anyways, I've asked her to, if she would like to take turns with me reading the prayer so that we have a different voice up. And she has a wonderful voice. She has a beautiful prayer mannerism, I guess you would say. So anyway, she agreed to do that. So a couple of days this week, we've done that, and it has really been great. I love it. So then today, when I got done with the program and I was doing the editing and whatever, a Holy Spirit brought it to me that there are so many of us that have a special prayer burden on our hearts. Like Sunday, we know Sunday has a real heart for the abortion thing that has gone on. Rebecca, she's always concerned that everyone in the world should have water wells dug so everybody has clean waters. And these are true burdens. So I want to invite everyone, if you have a prayer burden like that, please write a prayer for it. And then bring it to the program, and you can either come on Zoom and pray it yourself, and we'll be in agreement with you, or you can write it and email it to me. Actually, I think you could even send it in Messenger, and I could put it up on the screen, and we could all pray it together, too. You could lead us in prayer, and everybody could see the words, however you'd like to do it. But I want to open that up to everybody, because it's really been a great blessing having Donna's voice on there too. And like I said, we pray pretty general over those things. And if there are specific burdens that people have, we'd love to stand in agreement with you in prayer for those things. So what were you going to say, love? Oh, so anyways, think about that, and if that's something you would love to do, we would love to do that. However you want to do it, like I said, you can send it and we'll pray it. You can pray it, we'll be in agreement with you, or we can read it, however you would like to do that. But I love having those different things coming in, and it's wonderful to have different voices praying too. So Yes. Yeah, that's a good point. Idle words don't belong in a prayer. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. And many of the prayers that we do, we have, well, many of them come from Brother Dutch Sheets, and we tweak just about every prayer we get. So, you know, that it suits the situation. So don't ever, you know, feel like if you need something changed on it or you're not sure about something, how it's worded, like Pastor said, you know, we will help you. Brother. Right. Yeah, amen. Right. Amen. Brother Dan, did you want to say something? I saw you there. Absolutely. Yeah, amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yes. Amen. Yeah. Yes. 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 In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Yeah, amen. Yeah. In Jesus' mighty name. And you know what? I just pulled up a prayer here too. For Israel to overthrow the evil. Let me share the screen and all of us can pray this together too. We can. Yes. Thank you, Dan. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Amen. Here we go. Israel, overthrow the evil. If you can see these words and pray them out loud, please pray them. And otherwise, just be in agreement as we pray. Here we go. Father, we come to you today with hearts that hurt, just as yours no doubt does. The horrible grief and suffering that has and is taking place in Israel is heartbreaking. We ask you to help Israel overthrow these evil terrorists. I'm going to change that right now. We know you are helping Israel overthrow these evil terrorists and bring the suffering all to a quick end. We also ask for the veil of deception to be broken off of the millions of people in that part of the world, freeing them from spiritual darkness. Open their eyes to the light of the gospel of Yeshua. Let a powerful revival sweep through the Middle East. Continue to give dreams and visions to those in the Muslim world, showing them that Jesus is indeed the Son of God and their Savior. Show the Jews that he is their Messiah. And Lord, we pray for our nation. Thank you for so clearly warning us that we needed to pray prayers of covering, protection, and anchoring. We continue to ask for your protection and declare that Psalm 91 will be our portion. We pray also for our government that you would remove those who need to be removed in order for us to stay safe and restored. Thank you for our new House Speaker. Protect him and make even deeper and broader changes, Lord. Give us once again a righteous government. We pray these things in Christ's holy name, Jesus. Amen. Yes, yes. Thank you, Dan. Oh, my. Yes, yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yep, amen. In Jesus' mighty name and amen, Sunday, we are knitted together. Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen. 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 Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. All right. Amen. Yes. All right. Here are our communion verses up on the screen. Let's read these together before we receive communion. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. In 1 John 4:17-18, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. And there are our verses. Pastor must have left us. So at this point, and let me stop the share here, we would like to invite anyone that is with us either now or if you see this video in the future and you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Next, I'm going to put up on the screen a prayer of salvation, and this is your chance to make that declaration and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It'll change your life. You don't have to have your life in order. You don't have to have the Bible memorized. You can begin your journey right here and now by making that decision that this is the life you want to live. This will change your life on earth in remarkable, wonderful ways. And mostly it changes your eternity. This is what can take you to heaven and keep you out of hell. Quite frankly, that is what it is. So please make that decision and pray that prayer with us tonight. And then if you have questions, you need understanding on anything, please get a hold of us. Our contact information is in the notes in the YouTube, every YouTube program. And also our program schedule is in there too. So you can join us. We're here every day. You can join us as often as you can. You can also go to SamuelJCottle.com. That's our community of faith webpage and our contact information. And there's some other things there too for you. But please get a hold of us and let us know you've made that decision and help. Let us help you know how to walk out your new life. And then be with us as often as you can. We have this wonderful group of believers here we call the Community of Faith family, and they're a wonderful support for you too. So we'd love to have you join us. And then you'll be free to receive communion with us too. So I'm going to share the screen right now. We'll put up the prayer, a prayer of salvation, so that you can pray it. And we'll pray it with you, even those of us that have prayed it hundreds of times. We love to pray it again. It's a wonderful rededication. Whoops, and I don't have it up here yet. There we go. It's a wonderful rededication to our Christ for us to pray it again. So here we go. Let's pray this together. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life and make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. And if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we say welcome to the family of God. We're so happy for you, so happy to have you with us. And like I said, get a hold of us, and we'd love to help bring any understanding, any question you need to ask. There is no dumb question. I know a lot of people shy away from wanting to ask things, thinking, oh, everybody knows this. Well, not everybody does. And your question could help someone else. So please get a hold of us. And now you're free to receive communion with us. You don't know every answer. Amen. Amen. Mhm. Yeah. You're cutting out. Okay. Yeah, it was cutting out. But anyways, yes, like Pastor said, none of us know all of the answers. We're all in the process of learning together. And that's why we gather together, to learn from one another. So welcome, welcome. And now let's all hold up our communion elements and let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time together, for the ability for us to be together like this to honor you. We thank you for our communion elements and we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now I'm going to share the screen again and we'll put up the communion prayers. First, we'll pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. Here we go. New covenant worship, or our communion prayer. Let's pray this. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And now let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for everything you suffered to save us. And now let's hold up the juice and let's pray. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And now let's receive the juice together. And once again, Father, we thank you for your cleansing, healing, life-giving blood. And we receive it together today. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' mighty name. We can hear you. All right.
Jesus, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Thank you. Amen. Jesus is Lord.
And we love you, Dan and Gwen and Phyllis and Roger and Richard and Sunday and Wayner. We thank you guys for being over there, keeping things going. We love you all.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Yes.
Father, we come to you today with hearts that hurt, just as yours no doubt does. the horrible grief and suffering that has and is taking place in Israel is heartbreaking. We thank you that we know you are helping Israel overthrow these evil terrorists and bringing the suffering of all to a quick end. We also ask for the We stand with Israel and bind all of this evil. And we declare the angels of you, Lord, surround and protect the innocent. Father, we come to you today with hearts that hurt, just as yours no doubt does. For the horrible grief and suffering that has and is taking place in Israel. Father, we come to you today with hearts that hurt, just as yours no doubt does, for the horrible grief and suffering that has and is taking place in Israel. It is heartbreaking. We thank you that we know you are helping Israel. We ask and we thank you that we know you are helping Israel overthrow these evil terrorists and bringing the suffering of all to a quick end. We stand with Israel and bind all of this evil now. And we declare the angels of the Lord, the angels of you, Lord, surround and protect the innocent. We also ask for the veil of deception to be broken off of the millions of people in that part of the world, freeing them from spiritual darkness. Open their eyes to the light of the gospel of Yeshua. Let a powerful revival sweep through the Middle East. Continue to give dreams and visions to those in the Muslim world, showing them that Jesus is indeed the Son of God and their Savior. Show the Jews that he is their Messiah. And Lord, we pray for our nation. Okay, Israel, overthrow the evil. Father, we come to you today with hearts that hurt, just as yours no doubt does, for the horrible grief and suffering that has and is taking place in Israel. It is heartbreaking. We ask and we thank you that we know you are helping Israel overthrow these evil terrorists and bringing the suffering of all to a quick end. We stand with Israel and bind all of this evil now, and we declare the angels, and we declare your angels
And we declare your angels, Lord. Surround and protect the innocent. Okay. Father, we come to you today with hearts that hurt, just as yours no doubt does, for the horrible grief and suffering that has and is taking place in Israel. It is heartbreaking. We ask and we thank you that we know you are helping Israel overthrow these evil terrorists and bringing the suffering of all to a quick end. We stand with Israel and bind all of this evil now, and we declare your angels, Lord, surround and protect the innocent. We also ask for the veil of deception to be broken off of the millions of people in that part of the world, freeing them from spiritual darkness. Open their eyes to the light of the gospel of Yeshua. Let a powerful cause a powerful revival to cause a powerful revival to sweep through the Middle East. Continue to give dreams and visions to those in the Muslim world, showing them that Jesus is indeed the Son of God and their Savior. Show the Jews that he is their Messiah. And Lord, we pray for our nation. Thank you for so clearly warning us that we needed to pray for prayers of covering, protection, and anchoring. We continue to ask for your protection and declare that Psalm 91 will be our portion. We pray also for our government, that you would remove those who need to be removed in order for us to be safe and restored. Thank you for our new House Speaker. Protect him and make even deeper and broader changes, Lord. Give us once again a righteous government. We pray these things in Christ's holy name, Jesus. Amen. Good. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, so that we can all pray it together. Okay. You can come on Zoom and you can pray it. You can pray it, and we'll stand in agreement with you. If you want to email it to me or even send it in Messenger, I can put it up on the screen so that we can all read it together, and you can lead it that way, or we can just pray it.
Manager for the community organized relief effort in Haiti. Gary, thank you so much for speaking with
me. Hi, Bulldog.
Yeah.